Welcome back to Hour Number 2 with more fishing, more hunting, and more adventures on Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And before we went to the break, we had a question from Chris from Fontana. So, whoop, couldn't get that out. And Ron, why don't you go ahead and answer the question about the owner hook schools?
Good morning, Chris. We have 18 schools planned so far, and the dates are all set. We are going to have the flyers available at the owner, obviously, booth, the Phoenix booth, the Bite-On booth, the Bass Knuckles booth, and at Turner's Outdoorsman, they'll have a full supply of them also. We cannot wait to see. We also will have them at the Ronnie Memoriam booth as well.
And the Cedars Adventures booth.
And the Cedars Adventures booth.
So there'll be a lot of places where you can get these lists. And then he had a question about, you want to take that one, Tony, about the lack thereof of water?
Sure. Well, everybody knows we're having one of the record years in drought, and we just got to be we've got to conserve it as much as we can and do what we can. But individually, these lakes are holding up very well. It might be a little bit, it seems like a little bit lower water, but once you're there fishing on the water, whether you're on the shore or a boat or a pontoon or a kayak, it really just the levels of water disappear. And
yeah,
I think we can all agree that fishing is in a more maybe confined area, but it's going to be a lot better fishing, bigger fishing.
There you go. All right, Chris, stay on the line, and we'll get all your information. And when, again, you get to pick from owner, Phoenix, Bite-On, or if you want to take a trip on a party boat, we'll get you out there and make sure you visit our friends at Turner's, okay, and pick up your list there, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, let's go to our friend Greg Boslog from the On Target Shooting Range. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing today?
Good. What's going on today?
As little as possible, as always.
Well, I got my coffee. I'm waking up.
Okay, that's good. I don't drink coffee, but I got to wake up here somehow, you know?
Take a couple shots.
Hey, we're having, and this is some really good stuff's going to go on. You know, I keep talking about this, and I think it's one of those kind of subjects where we're just going to keep talking and talking and talking because people are responding, and I'd like to say that the owner hook school and was the great leader in this process because, you have 18 schools this year. Ron was just talking about that. Well, we have 19. Unfortunately, you've missed one, and there's one starting today. We have 19 schools that I'm a big supporter of the California Fish and Game process. We have an advanced hunter education process. A lot of people say, hey, I want to learn how to hunt, or I want to learn where to hunt. I want to learn when I hunt something, what do I do? We've got things like wild turkey hunting, wilderness first aid, which is today. That's out in Hungry Valley up in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
We've got deer hunting clinics. We've got wild pig hunting clinics, black powder hunting. People want to go a little old school. We've got those land navigation and wilderness survival. Even fishermen should take this because I've known a few guys that go out into the Sierras and find themselves suddenly turned around and, wait, this isn't the right little lake or somewhere, and this is a good class for just about everybody to take. Of course, we have the waterfowl hunting clinic. We have three of those. One of them I'll be teaching September 27th out in Riverside, which is in the San Jacinto California Wildlife Refuge out there. This will be my fourth year teaching that. I actually got volunteered to do that.
Don't you just love that?
Yeah, I didn't attend that meeting. Next thing I know, hey, Greg, you're teaching the class. Okay. One of those things. That's why I always make sure I call in Sergio. I don't want to get volunteered for something. game care and cooking. Those were some new ones that we're going to add one here in Southern California. It's been a big hit in Northern California. Matter of fact, it's so big, they actually have it at a culinary cooking school in Campbell up in Northern California. That one is in September.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine a better place to go and get taught than a cooking school on how to cook wild game.
I agree.
Ronnie was a big proponent of doing that in a couple of places, some other sponsors, and it cooked up some great stuff that Ed Rister and I got. We had all kinds of different types of meats and game, and you know, it's really great when you can take what you catch or what you shoot and what you harvest and then cook it up properly. My brother and I have contests about how we cook up wild boar. This past year we shot a buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been trying to cook up buffalo 50 different ways. And I'm sorry, there's just a lot of buffalo to cook, so we're still working through it.
Hey, Greg, you know, you're talking about cooking and such. Remember, and just going to let our listeners know, we have a project that we're going to do with Greg. And what we're going to do is create a show for the TV show. And where we're going to go fishing first, and then we're going to go hunting. And then we're going to all sit around, everybody that went, and we're going to have it cooked, and we're going to have dinner, okay? And there'll be a lot of, that's going to be a lot of fun. So my question is, where are we going to go? I know where we're going to go fishing. Where are we going to go hunting?
Well, that depends on what place we're going to go fishing, because if you want it kind of nearby to make it look like, you know, we did this in the morning and did that in the afternoon.
What do you mean make it look like? Come on.
Well, I know you're getting to be an old man, Sergio, and you run out of gas, and, you know, we don't
want to. Oh, I got plenty of gas. Don't worry.
there's probably a half a dozen places we're going to go. We can go pheasant hunting in a couple of places, which the pheasant that we cooked the last time we put it together, and the chef soaked it in milk first, and cooked it up. It was like, I had this unbelievable gravy on it and everything. It was just fantastic. That was one of my favorite ever that to have for pheasant. And so, you know, there's a couple.
Oh, location. There you are.
I've got people all over the place looking forward to helping us with that. They just think this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. So, yeah, we're looking good.
All right, great. And you know what? You know, I always say, if anything having to do with guns, training, safety, it's all about you. So do me a huge favor. Let our listeners know where they can find that list of all those schools you got, and also give them the information about your range. I mean, we were talking last night about you're one of the few ranges that you can actually shoot a rifle, a long gun, I guess they call them. So give us some information, Greg.
Yeah, you bet. Well, the best place to find all of these wonderful classes, and again, this is, you know, this is our dollars that helped put this on, plus all the volunteers, the guys I work with, all of our volunteers. And you can do two things. You can do a Google search and look up the California Advanced Hunter Education Classes. That's www.dfg.california.gov.huntered.advanced. And all of that will come up, and the 19 classes are there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look to them. These are some of these. They have some two-day classes. They have some great stuff just for you guys. So, you know, I'm going to keep mentioning it no matter what, because I not only teach them, I also take them.
Right.
And you know, I'm not the best hunter in the world. I'm just one of those guys that are consistently trying. And that's all that really counts in this life.
That's
it's
right.
It's like fishing. It's called fishing for a reason, because it's not catching all the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right on the money. So, Greg, one more time, your website, okay, your address, and your phone number.
Right, website for all the shooting classes, and all of them. We have a lot of classes for women and everybody else. The classes are at www.ontargetrange.com, and it's 27692 Camino Capistrano down in the city of Laguna Niguel. And we're right off 5 and Avery in South Orange County, and we're looking forward to people coming down. If you want to shoot, you want to get into hunting, we can tell you who to talk to and what to do and help you out. I know Turner's is there, and there's a lot of people buy a lot of guns from Turner's, and they come down and they learn to shoot, or, you know, we help them start to shoot. We can send them out to other places, outdoor ranges, to learn how to shoot the long guns. Or they can shoot at our place in the long guns. And it's just, you know, it's a good symbiotic relationship to have ranges and retail stores working together all the time. And, you know, we send a lot of people to Turner's to buy stuff, because they've got it.
That's right.
So especially ammo.
Well, Greg, let me just do this. Greg, let me introduce you to Mike and to Aaron. Aaron runs the store in Signal Hill, and Michael, I mean, I've known Michael and Aaron a long time, and Michael is one of the buyers for Turner. So say hello.
Yeah, good morning. And yeah, we do appreciate that. And, you know, and it really is important to, you know, when you do buy a firearm, and, you know, firearm sales are really big right now, and they have been for the last couple of years. And, you know, the, you know, with On Target, the opportunity to really learn how to use your firearm, that's, you know, safely. That's
right.
You know, paramount.
And I want to say this out loud. I mean, we sell stuff too, but, you know, we're not a big retail store, and we definitely don't have the depths and breadths that Turner's does. And I know a lot of, matter of fact, a couple of your store managers actually shoot at our range. And they're, you know, great people down there, great service. And we send people to Turner's to buy stuff all the time. And that's what we tell people, is that, you know, there is no one place you can go and buy everything. There's no superstores, superstores, really. There's just good stores. And so, you know, go and participate at a store, and if they've got what you need, get it. You know, don't hesitate to ask.
Don't sell yourself short, Greg. One of the things I love about your place, that you're all about safety. You know, I mean, there's this big controversy, you know, guns don't kill people, people kill people. Everybody's trying to blame a gun. And I heard this really funny joke the other day. It says, you know, I put my gun on the porch, and I put a whole bunch of bullets right next to it, and I even put it on a chair so it could have a better look. And when I came back at the end of the day, you know what? The gun didn't kill anybody, okay? So, but the funny thing is, we have a tendency to just grab a firearm, and then we hurt ourselves because we don't know how to properly use it, okay? And that's where I think the combination goes. You get a really good deal over at Turner's. You get your stuff at Turner's. You go over to On Target, and you learn to shoot. Because, I mean, again, you have a firearm in your hand. It's a big responsibility, and there's nothing better than to learn how to do it right.
Absolutely, Sergio, every time. We want people to be safe, enjoy themselves, learn a very, very good, fun activity, family activity, fun sport. You know, the only time you ever really shoot, you're in a competition against yourself when you're learning to shoot, and you're just getting better.
That's right.
And that's what we help people with. We have classes for family, for just for women, for kids. I got Boy Scout troops in this morning. Mm-hmm. I have families in quick start classes this morning. They start in a couple hours. I mean, we've got it down there for everybody to help them out.
Awesome. One more time.
All right. And the phone number is 949-348-0352, www.ontargetrange.com, down in the city of Laguna Niguel, 27692 Camino Capistrano, down in 5 and Avery. Love to see you guys, and it's nice.
Hold on, Greg. The reason I asked you to give me that information, because I want to ask you this question. We are probably going to do this film, my guess, May, June, July, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do we have to look forward to as far as the hunting? What are we going to go after?
Boy, depends on which month, May, June, or July. July is a real hot month. Could probably run down and do dove.
Okay.
Eurasian dove is huntable. Matter of fact, go to Turner's and buy your ammo for Eurasian dove, but when you buy it, buy the shotgun shells by the case. Don't buy one box. Buy like 20 cases.
Perfect.
It's a no limit. That's that invasive species that we've talked about before.
Uh-huh.
They taste great. Wrap a little butter, barbecue. Oh, we're off to the races right there.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, so dove is definitely one of the things we'll look forward to getting on the shoot with you. And maybe
yep.
I'll drag these two boys to come with us. And actually, Aaron's a big hunter. You know, well, you know, Michael, you're laughing there, but you and I'll just tag along. Maybe we can find a little hole with water. And
you guys can be the retrievers, you know.
Oh, Greg. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? All our listeners who called in today, I'm going to send some passes to go to On Target. How's that?
Please do.
All right.
Love to see him down here.
Greg, thanks so much. I'll be talking to you next week, and take care, my brother.
You bet.
All right.
Behave yourselves now.
We got to take a break on Radio Outdoor Expeditions. You're listening it on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Hi, Viet Nguyen here from Owner Hooks. When it comes to sport fishing, nothing is ever guaranteed until now. Introducing the newest innovation in sport fishing from Owner Hooks, the Chumbucket Sabiki. Owner's Chumbucket Sabiki is a new concept that was developed in Japan. A weighted, plastic-molded bucket designed to hold chum or cut bait is attached to the bottom of the sabiki rig. As the rig sits in the current, chum slowly disperses from the bucket into the water, attracting bait fish and predators alike to the five shrimp skin dress hooks above. Inshore, offshore, from the bank, from the pier, or from the boat, the Chumbucket Sabiki is a great addition to every angler's tackle box. Available in four different sizes, check them out at your favorite fishing tackle retailer or at www.ownerhooks.com. Owner, perfection in hooks. Again, www.ownerhooks.com.
Need a break from the daily grind? Don't dream about it, dream extreme. Then head to Lake Elsinore, the region's extreme sports destination. It's certainly no surprise that Southern California's largest natural lake is known for extreme sports. Visitors can unleash their free spirit by kiteboarding, bow fishing, and power boating. For dragsters desiring to test their mettle, you can jet down the 1 mile long high speed zone at 150 miles per hour. It's a blast for bass boats too. The new 8 million boat launch facility is now open at the La Laguna Resort. Enjoy boating all weekend long by RVing or camping at the resort. Lake Elsinore features 3,200 acres of glistening fresh water. This past spring, the lake was stocked with over 7,000 largemouth bass. Anglers can't stop raving about the bass, catfish, and wipers. Lake Elsinore is just a short drive from Orange County or San Diego off Interstate 15 in southwest Riverside County. Whether you want to go jump in a lake or jump out of a plane, parachuting, or jump monster mounds at a motocross track, come experience your dream extreme in Lake Elsinore.
Had enough of the hassles of airport parking? Tired of driving around and around looking for a parking space and then paying too much? There's a better way to park at the airport. The Parking Spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles run every 5 minutes and will whisk you to the front door of your airline terminal. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. Nothing could be easier or a better value. The Parking Spot has two convenient locations serving LAX. For directions or more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
The Sports Lodge with Roger Lodge is counting you down to the first pitch of spring training. Weekday afternoons from 4 to 7 on AM 830. KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Let's go talk to our friend from the SWBA, Eric Bent. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Sergio. What's happening?
Dude, I got two guys here that I know you know. Okay, I got Mike Wynn, okay, and Aaron Jeffrey from Turner's. And you know what? On the break, when I said you were on the line, Mike was making jokes about you.
Oh yeah!
It wasn't me.
Come on, talk. I know you guys know each other.
Hey, both of those guys are probably making fun of me. Well, you know, don't just throw Mike under the bus. Throw Aaron too.
Yeah. No, actually, I'll tell you what. We were all three of us were talking about your new project that you finished with your dad. Okay, we all got a chance to see it, see pictures of it on Facebook, and Mike was saying he got a chance to see your Boston Whaler. It looks beautiful, my friend.
Oh, thanks. That thing kind of took on a life of its own. Had we known it would have taken this long and that much money, and I don't know if we would have undertaken such an endeavor, but it was, I think good things come to those that wait, and it was a great father-son project. We had a blast rebuilding that thing, so, you know, now we can go out and just in time for spring, go have some fun in it.
Well, that's what I think the whole thing was about. It was you and your dad, right, Mike?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jerry's a great guy, and, you know, one of the coolest dudes you'll ever meet.
Well, when I go to these weigh-ins, that's who I hang out with. Jerry's the perfect guy. He says, "Sergio, you got to stop smoking." I say, "I know," but we started looking at all the young kids. So,
yeah.
Yeah, the women love that guy. I don't know. I go, Dad, why did the apple fall so far from your tree, dude? Well, how do you do it?
It's called seasoning.
Shrugs the shoulder and walks away.
It's called seasoning. Okay, and
yeah,
you will gain the seasoning soon, my child. Eric, give us the 411. What's going on with the SWBA?
Well, we've got our Mission Bay event coming up in April down there, and it's another spotty event, which we're looking forward to. You know, that's a good one. We had a little bit of a, I don't know, we took a little, I don't know how you say it, pie in the face on that one. There's Crew Classic, that annual rowing event that happens down there, is going on that weekend, and we didn't look at that thing as close as we should have in terms of the mapping. And so it's an intercollegiate event that they do the skull rowing and all that stuff. So we had to kind of play with the boundary lines and close a little bit of Mission Bay and open up a little bit of San Diego Bay, just to give the guys enough elbow room. And so, we apologize to the anglers for not seeing that in advance. But, you know, it's kind of the devil that you know or the devil that you don't. If some people wanted us to consider rescheduling, but, you know, it's on the calendar, it's that date, and you reschedule it, now you kind of mess up a bunch of other people that are already carved that date out now. So we're going to – we opened up a lot more water, and it's not a, you know, a death – do or die kind of thing, but it changes the dynamics of the event, because these guys have gotten so doggone focused at fishing these things that you know, they don't like to have a curveball thrown at them like that. So
right,
but it does open up all of San Diego Bay for spotties as well, and so that kind of makes some of the guys go back to the drawing board and go, okay, now you're opening up San Diego Bay, now I got to figure that out. So,
but you know what, Eric? I mean, you're saying all this, and I got Mike right in front of me, and he's got this big, huge grin and shaking his head, yes, 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 yes.
Oh, Sergio, so, that's because he's got a big, huge motor now on the back of his boat.
Come on, don't be so shy, Mike. Let's start talking.
You know, no, I mean, those guys down in San Diego are really blessed with such great fisheries down there. Mission Bay is, you know, a very unique fishery. But my heart's in San Diego Bay, and I wasn't upset, you know, when they opened up San Diego Bay. So I really like San Diego Bay a lot. It kind of caters to my style of fishing.
Okay.
So I can't complain.
Well, let me throw this in, and Eric, and maybe you can find out and let me know next week, since it's not until April. The event that's going on, this rowing, you said it's collegiate, right?
Yeah, it's called the Crew Classic.
Okay, so they're going to have some cheerleaders from the different colleges?
I see where you're going with this, Sergio.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. While you guys are fishing, okay, right, then I'm going to be at the weigh-in waiting for you guys. So
yeah,
I'm entertained.
I'm sure you will.
Okay. Well, you know, that's what I like about you guys, okay? And I'm talking about the Saltwater Bass Anglers Association, and that you guys go ahead and adjust. I mean, you put on this tournament, you got thrown a major curveball, and then you were able to adapt and open up other waters that makes guys like Mike Wynn happy, okay, because he's got a bigger motor and he can get there, okay, and his little heart is in San Diego, and so that makes it all worthwhile. So that's
well, you know, too, looking at it, I mean, I always try to look on the bright side of things. You know, we pinched off some areas, and those areas what I kind of call community holes. I mean, that area out in front of Ski Beach, I mean, any tournament you go out there and you see guys throwing spinner baits and the usual tackle out there, and that gets pinched off. So that swallowed up some boats. So some of those boats are going to roll down to San Diego Bay now, and some that wanted to that weren't planning on fishing there anyways. But what that does is for some of the guys that are staying in Mission Bay that like it, it's just giving them that much more elbow room in there. So they weren't planning on going down there anyways, and you're getting rid of some boats. So, I think once the initial rumbling grumblings kind of settle in, I think the guys will, you know, it should be turning out to be a great event. Because that whole fishery down there is just, like Mike was saying, it's dynamite. I mean, you want to go catch a spotty, go down there. It's just great.
Perfect. Eric, so let's do some housekeeping things. I need to know your website, where they get information, et cetera, et cetera. And give the date of the event in April.
Saltwaterbassanglers.com, you know, and all the social media that goes along with it. We're usually pretty updated on that. The next event is April 5th out of Mission Bay. The captain's meeting for that will be April 2nd at Sail on Tackle in Santa Fe Springs. So people interested in the event just want to ask some questions. if you live near the 605 and the 5, come down to Save on Tackle. We'll feed you some taco surf fish tacos. It's at 7 p.m. that night, April 2nd. But also, real quick, that Pacifica, obviously the Fred Hall Show. Go there, talk to all the guys. There'll be some, plenty of seminars. Go stick your head in a seminar and learn something. It's really a good time to do that. Be sure to go by the Turner's Booth, talk to Mike, and he'll really dial you in. The following week, that weekend of April 5th and 6th, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show at the Orange County Fairgrounds, we're going to do something with them. We haven't figured what guys are going to be up there, but they're going to have a panel of dudes that won the either won the tournament or in the lead for the Anglers of the Year race are going to be speaking at that Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Festival that weekend of our tournament. On Sunday, obviously, not Saturday, because they'll be at the tournament. But plan on that, too. So a lot of great seminars and stuff coming up at the Fred Hall Show. Be sure to get there and the PCS show afterwards at the Orange County Fairgrounds.
Oh, very cool, Eric. Okay, one more time. What was the website?
Saltwaterbassanglers.com.
Perfect. Hey, thanks for calling in. Thanks for sharing this time. Do you want to say a few words to Eric?
Yeah, you know, I really want to say, you know, James, Eric, Susan, you know, everyone that's involved.
Great people.
Put on a great event. You know, they work so hard to put on these events for us anglers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's I've been fishing them for 8 years now, and it's just been a blast every year.
Perfect.
These guys make it a blast, and they make it fun for us to do it, so we'll keep doing it.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
You guys have a great day. Talk to you soon. See you on the water now.
Yeah, I'll take care. Later. All right. There you heard it from Eric Bent at the SWBA. Let me take Danny Jackson, our producer, who we spent such a great week. How are you, Danny?
Hey, good morning to the AE team. I'm great, Sergio. How are you guys?
Well, I'm a little bit tired after that Thursday. You got lucky. You bailed. We kept going.
Yes, I know you did. But, well, we really got them at Irvine Lake. You know, that was wide open. And Tony mentioned the West Shore. Those guys are putting their herd on them there on the West Shore. And you know what was everything? It was steelhead, Yosemite Reds, rainbows. It was the... And bass. Who caught the first bass of the day, Sergio?
I don't know. I don't know, my friend. I just had to try. You know, I had my big bass rod. I had the wrong bass rod. It was for checkerboard type fish, but they took all the salt water away and put on the sweet water. And it was so magical when I made my cast and bam, got hit. That was crazy, okay? That was crazy.
Yeah, I barely had the camera on, right? And there was a bent rod. And I said, what's going on? I wasn't even on the boat. I was shooting from the dock. You had a nice, I don't know, 3 or 4 pound largemouth bass hooked up there. It was awesome. What a great day. Anyway, the main reason I was calling, I want to let all the listeners know that back by popular demand, tomorrow morning, 9:30 a.m., Fox Sports West Television is Seagrass Adventures, and it's an awesome video, that episode that we shot there at Seagrass, Yellowtail Calico Bass. So we just want everybody to know that we're going to run that one again tomorrow morning, 9:30, Sergio.
Awesome. And it's repeated on Tuesday?
Yes, at 3 p.m. Yes, sir. You bet.
Okay, so if you can't get it at 9:30 in the morning tomorrow, Sunday, you can always get it repeated on Tuesday, I believe, at 2:30. So, Danny, that was one of my favorite shows ever to film, and it was great to have Ronnie with us. And it was just wall-to-wall action. You'll be able to see some of the unique things in that fishery. I know, and you took some great photos, underwater footage. I mean, where you see from krill to mackerel to we had squid. We also had some sardines. All of it right there in the same area. We even had a boil of over a few acres of calico bass. Now, imagine, we always see these boils, you know, a bait. We thought at first it was bait because it was too big. No. These were 4 and 5 pound calico bass coming out of the water, and you'll see them on the video. It was crazy.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's the best calico bass fishing in the world. That's absolutely correct.
All right, Danny, thank you so much, and thanks for spending that great week with us. It was unbelievable.
All right, you guys have a great weekend. AT.
All right, thanks. All right, folks, we got to take another break, and we'll be back with William Johnson calling in from Lake Elsinore. We'll be right back on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Just can't seem to drink you off my-
Eagles Radio.
AM 830.
Sport Chalet is your one-stop fishing headquarters throughout Southern California. From surf to trout, calicos to tuna, the experts in each Sport Chalet fishing department will personally set you up with the right rod, reel, line, lures, and bait for your next trip. They know not only where the fish are biting, but also what you need to use to catch them. Each Sport Chalet store is staffed by experts trained both in the field and by leading tackle manufacturers. Choose from legendary brands like Berkeley, Shimano, G. Loomis, Daiwa, Shakespeare, and Penn. Look for state-of-the-art tackle made by St. Croix, Abu Garcia, Fenwick, Trilene, Seeker, P-Line, and CalStar. You want to fish a multi-day offshore tuna trip or go on an alpine trout expedition? Sport Chalet's tackle experts can hook you up with the right gear. Looking for the latest, hottest lures and secret baits? You can check them out at Sport Chalet. Have your fishing reel wound free with new line while you shop. Also check out their selection of fishing tools, waders, float tubes, tackle boxes, and tote bags. So whether you go half day or long range, high Sierra trout or largemouth bass, you shop the fishing experts at Sport Chalet near you.
Put your poker face on in our non-smoking poker room, the first poker house in California and the friendliest poker room around. It features 16 tables of live-action poker, from Texas Hold'em, Omaha High-Low, Pot Limit Omaha to 7-Card High-Low. We regularly feature tournaments, promotions, and giveaways exclusively for our poker players. So get ready to go all in and have a seriously good time playing your favorite game. We offer a variety of the most popular table games. Some of our exciting card games include Easy Baccarat and the best blackjack in the Inland Empire area. All in an exciting atmosphere with exhilarating daily poker tournaments with low buy-ins and full action. Three-card poker with best odds and 200-to-1 Royal Flush. Ultimate Texas Hold'em and Blackjack with continuous machine-shuffled games. Our liberal rules allow players to split paired cards up to four hands and double down on splits, except aces. To get the most from your play, Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino invites guests to join the Players Club. Members have the chance to win even more money and prizes through ongoing monthly promotions available with the Players Club membership. The Poker Room offers adult beverages and food service right at your table. Our courteous and friendly staff will see to your every need. Open 24/7, stop and play $2 blackjack, and try the delicious Angus steak and eggs breakfast for just $4.99 every day, all day long. Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, California's friendliest card room. Just off the 15 freeway and Diamond Drive in Lake Elsinore. Visit lercasino.com for current promotions.
Hello, Southern California anglers. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here to tell you about some of the great fishing products that are produced right here in Southern California at the Phoenix Tackle Company. For over 25 years, the Phoenix Tackle Company has been handcrafting custom quality freshwater and saltwater jigs, lures, spinnerbaits, and sinkers. So if you like catching saltwater fish, be it spotted bay bass, sand bass, calicos, lingcod, or albacore, or yellowtail, or even maybe a white sea bass, the Phoenix Tackle Company has got you covered with their shad heads, spinnerbaits, football jigs, sinkers, and even shad heads with weed guard. If you like catching freshwater fish, be it largemouth or smallmouth bass, stripers, bluegill, trout, or catfish, again, the Phoenix Tackle Company has got you covered with their football jigs, casting jigs, flipping jigs, spinner baits, finesse sliding sinkers, drop shot weights, and more. You can find all these and other custom quality Phoenix Tackle Company products at your local tackle stores. For more information or to order direct, you can find them at www.phoenixbaits.com. That's www.phoenixbaits.com or call them at 951-296-0912.
This weekend on Conversations with Joe Morgan, we've got former MLB All-Star pitcher, starter, and closer Al Downing on Sports USA.
Sunday at 10 a.m. Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And I want to talk to my buddy, William Johnson. Hey, William, how was that song to bring you in?
Oh, I loved it.
I knew you would. Years. That's some good stuff. That's the one thing we were missing the other night was red, red wine.
We needed some wine after the day we had.
Oh, boy. Yep. So let's take care of business. What's going on over at Lake Elsinore? Then we'll start chatting.
Oh, well, I had a couple of my pro staffers out all day yesterday, and they picked up a few crappie and a few bass. They're out in deeper water, about 14 to 18 foot of water, but they're starting to move in and stage up pretty well out here in Elsinore. But I put in a couple 2.5 pound slabs and 3 3/4 largemouth.
Nice. So let's just clear the air then. You know, I know there's a lot of people talking about, oh, you know, there's a drought, there's no water. But obviously you go out, your pros go out, and they're still catching fish.
Absolutely. We still got water, folks.
There you go.
More water than the average lake, surrounding lake in our area. We got plenty of water.
That's right.
Water.
And that's important because we have a project coming up and a major event. Why don't we announce that, William?
Oh, yes. Well, we're having our second annual dedicated Ronnie Kovac Fishing Bass Dream Extreme Fishing Tournament.
That's
fishing
right.
Derby, excuse me. Coming up on May 5th. It's going to be open to pretty much every species of fish, bass, wipers, catfish, and crappie. 100% buyout. Last year was a good turnout, you know, it was the first one, and everybody that came was just overly surprised and happy with the event. The Elsinore Casino, I mean, they just put on a fabulous event. It was just great.
So let me frame it for our listeners, okay? I mean, we'll have a lot more information on this in the coming weeks, okay? But since we're talking about this, the reason I bring this up is that at the Fred Hall show, less than 2 weeks away, you want to definitely go to the Lake Elsinore booth, and they're going to have a lot of information for you about the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby, okay? That's what the official name is. It's going to be a 3-day event. I think there's 2 days of fishing, okay? But we start on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of May, right? And I've got Robert here. Robert's, were there last year.
I was there last year. It was a great deal. They'll do something Friday night, you know, a little get-together, that type of thing. Fishing on Saturday and Sunday, you know, multi-species. It'll be a great trip for the family. I mean, you know, if you're not fishing, you know, you can bring the wife and she can go shopping, or there's other stuff in Lake Elsinore to do. There's a barbecue, I think, happening that same weekend.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of activity. So the call out to our listeners is, guys, get your boats ready. Come on out, two-man teams, or you can do single person. You know, you might want to do a float tube or kayak. You're welcome to come up. There's a lot of money involved, believe it or not. The casino's putting up a lot of incentive to come out. It's going to be very inexpensive. And like I said, we'll have more information as we get closer to May, but I want you guys to start thinking that the Cinco de Mayo weekend, we're all going to be over there. And I'm hoping to be able to broadcast live from the Lake Elsinore that day.
You guys can come drive out my way, are you?
Yeah, with the truck and everything. All right. And it's a great event. I know we're going to be pre-tagging some fish. But before that, if you catch that fish, there's prizes associated with that tag. Every species has a prize. So it's not just bass. It's catfish,
crappie, probably wipers. We haven't seen those in a while, but we'll probably throw that in the mix, too, just in case somebody's lucky enough to catch one.
Yeah.
And catfish.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, William, so let's keep going. Tell me some more.
Yes. Well, all of my my following, my clients, and everybody's been wondering about my reopening. I had my new 24-by-60-foot bait tackle shop delivered and being set as of yesterday. So we're probably a couple of weeks out before my re-grand opening, and I'm sure you guys are going to try to make it. I know this might run into the Fred Hall Boat Show, but I may postpone it, you know, so that I can get everybody out there. But we're also going to have a free barbecue, a lot of giveaways, you know, on my re-grand opening at the bait shop as well. But I'm thinking this year is just going to be phenomenal. Although the water is somewhat low, the fish are still there.
That's right. You still got water. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
I stole that from Robert, and it's, I got to give credit where credit is due.
Absolutely.
Robert thought about it. I said it, and it's all Robert. They still got water. Anyway, so once again,
that lake is going to still be fishable for quite some time. They built that new dock really, really deep.
So, oh yeah.
We're always going to be saying with Lake Elsinore, we still got water.
That's
we
right.
Still fish.
So what's the name of the new tackle shop?
It's still going to be Williams Bait Tackle and Boat Rental and probably La Laguna General Store.
Perfect. So there you guys go. So you guys get to Lake Elsinore and you forgot something you want to know, you can stop over and see William. You've got how many boats for rent?
Fleet of 12 now.
A fleet of 12. And
we have pontoon boats, 14-foot fishing skiffs, so we also have kayaks. Oh, that's something I want to chime in to you guys out there listening. This tournament is going to be open to float tubers and kayakers, guys.
Correct.
And we all know the big boom about the float tubers. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great opportunity. You guys will have a pretty good advantage over a lot of the other anglers, you know, in those float tubers. You know, you don't have to go out as far now.
That's right.
And that the water line is down.
And so, also, there's no quarantine on the boats, correct?
Exactly. There's no quagga mussel inspection, being that our great state has already imposed that on our new boat registrations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of you have gotten that and weren't happy about it. But no, there is no quagga mussel inspection out here at Lake Elsinore.
So I'm actually, these are for all our friends from the SWBA that are listening. You know, you can go out, have a great saltwater event, and then come over here and have a great freshwater event. And there is some bass. There's some catfish. Here's the funny thing. And this is why, you know, when we were at the meeting with Robert and with Larry, with Ron, with Tony, what was cool about it, William, and you were there too, is that it's not just bass, okay?
No.
So what we want to do is do a tournament for everybody, okay?
Exactly.
You know, and also, I think we're going to do a little, I think there might be something for the guy that does, or the team that does a trifecta, okay? You
yes.
get a catfish, you get a bass, or a crappie. Right.
Yeah, we're trying to work on something for you know, Grand Slam sort of deal there, but it's still in the works.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get that done. So William, why don't you give us some information on you and how to get a hold of you?
You can reach us at 951-642-0640 or visit us at www.williamsboatandtackle.com.
Or on Facebook. You're also on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, on Facebook as well.
Perfect.
At Williams Boat and Tackle.
I also wanted to thank you for you hosting us on Thursday evening at the super secret spot that we
Absolutely.
Won't tell anybody. Okay. I told these guys, whoever says something, I'm going to go to Turner's. I'm going to buy a gun. I'm going to go to On Target. I'm going to learn how to shoot it. And then I'm going to take them out. Okay.
So I'll tell you what, I can't wait to get all of you guys back out there when the bite is really on.
Yeah, it wasn't on, and yet there was some beautiful fish being caught. I mean, you just put on your second bait that. How big was that crappie you brought out?
Monster size.
It was about 2.7.
Yeah, it was just gorgeous. And then we had that one kid had about a 6 or 7 pound bass that we saw. And then we had some boils going on. Okay, I can give you a little bit of information. We had some boils going on. I'm like, I'm not going to do this little thing that they were doing for crappie. I want bass. So I'm throwing crankbaits out there. And all of a sudden, bam, we found out that all that stuff on the water on top was actually a big, huge catfish. Right?
Yeah.
And it was caught. Okay? And we had our friend Steve Duncan with us, the bug man. Okay?
Yeah,
and he put on a show too. So. All right, so we got to take a break here. So, William, thank you so much, and we'll be talking to you next week. Okay?
All right. Have a good evening, guys.
Thanks. Good evening. you still haven't gone to bed. All right. Hey, this is Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and we'll be right back.
Angels Radio, AM 830. Hey everybody, it's Ronnie, and I want to tell everyone about Typhoon. What's Typhoon? Oh, nothing, except just the official sunglass brand of Radio Outdoor Expeditions. That's right, Typhoon is the finest in polarized optics at affordable prices. I was recently introduced to Typhoon sunglasses, and let me tell you, after trying them out, I am definitely hooked. What really impressed me is Typhoon's new AquaView hydrophobic lens. What's AquaView hydrophobic? AquaView hydrophobic is Typhoon's superior lens coating that is 1. Water repellent, 2. Anti-static, and 3. Smudge proof. This is ideal for fishermen because we're always dealing with water spray and dirty hands and even anchovy scales. With AquaView hydrophobic lenses, you won't have to worry about water spots. Water just beads up and flows off the lens. Plus, dust, dirt, and oils wipe right off the AquaView's ultra-smooth hard surface for smudge-free vision. Typhoon has over 25 different styles of sunglasses, all with a lifetime warranty. Simply go to TyphoonOptics.com today. That's TyphoonOptics.com today.
Owner Fishing Hooks are the premier hook in the fishing industry. With their designer black finishes, Owner Hooks feature the patented and revolutionary cutting point technology. Led by a needle-sharp point, when the hook begins to penetrate, the resistance decreases as the three cutting edges slice their way through for an instant, positive hook set. Despite what other brands may claim, only Owner cutting point hooks match ultimate sharpness with fantastic penetration. Nothing is more important than your piece of equipment that actually catches the fish, your Owner hook. Used by Ronnie Kovac all over the world. Once you try an Owner, you'll be hooked for life. Join Ronnie Kovac and the Owner Hook Instructional Pro staff on an Owner Hook on the Water Fishing School. For more information, go to fishingexpeditions.com. Owner, perfection in hooks.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and for many years now, I've been speaking to you directly about the Fred Hall Shows, the ultimate outdoor experience. My father started these shows in 1946, and we've held one every year since. This year's first show is March 5th to the 9th at the Long Beach Convention Center. I love these shows, not just because my family name is on them, but because I've seen generations of Californians, my own children and grandchildren included, grow up loving these events with me. I get very excited this time of year as the shows approach. They are so important to the fishing, boating, and outdoor recreation communities. Every year, the shows are different. Every year I think they get better, but this year is especially interesting. We sold out of exhibit space at the Long Beach show earlier than any other time in history. This show is packed with thousands of high-quality fishing, fly fishing, travel, camping, hunting, diving, and off-road items. Over 400 exceptional seminars and panel discussions, and more boats than ever before. Don't miss 2014's exceptional Fred Hall Show, the ultimate outdoor experience at the Long Beach Convention Center, March 5th to the 9th. Check out the details at fredhall.com. I'll see you at the show.
USC versus Cal.
A bit of dunk and Omar Robbie sends it to the first row.
It's the Trojans and Bears. Pac-12 action right here Sunday at 4:30 on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And, you know, we've been talking the whole hour, or 2 hours, actually, about our Mecca event, okay? And that's coming up in just 2 short weeks, and that's the Fred Hall Show. And we're lucky enough to have the man himself, Mr. Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Sergio. How are you today?
We're doing really good. We're getting all excited and just looking forward to your show.
Yeah, I was listening this morning, and you just brought up a lot of ideas in my head. I was reminiscing a bit. I remember back 40 years ago, we were at the Great Western Exhibit Center, and Mike Lum was about 20 and working for Bill Andrews, and Andrews was exhibiting, but we didn't sell anything in those days at the show except for boats. Nothing was sold on site, and it was a Mike and me and Bill trying to talk my dad into putting retail into the store, and eventually we ended up going to a few years later to the Long Beach Convention Center, and of course Turner's Outdoorsman was the first retailer in there, and then when Mike left to do something else, we let a bunch of retailers in there, and it's been a nice ride ever since. But the way it's evolved so far is that, you know, Long Beach has become the largest consumer fishing show in the world, on the planet, and Del Mar is one of the largest fishing shows in the country as well. And between the two shows, we're going to be doing 600 seminars in 9 days, and it's a pretty exciting time for us.
And exciting for us as well, because remember, I mean, fishermen are just the regular guy, okay? This is the place he can go and get all the information in one place. And not only do you get to visit all these new companies and some established companies, and you get to see all their new products and some standing, I mean, some great products. You get great deals if you want to go over to see Turner's is there. And then you also have, like you said, 600, you said, seminars in 9 days?
Yeah, I mean, between the two shows. You know, it's so much more than just a product. It's the opportunity for large numbers of fishermen to get together and celebrate, because mostly when you go out, the most you'll ever see is if you go on a party boat, there's 60 of you. Mm-hmm. But here you're going to have tens of thousands in a room at the same time, and it's very exciting to see people sharing the passion of fishing and hunting as well. Our hunting section will be larger at Long Beach than it has ever been before. And matter of fact, we have a really new feature. Mike was just showing me something yesterday. We have something called Optics Alley, where we're going to have optics for both fishing and hunting. And,
nice.
And we have a snipe hunt where you look up in the rafters. If you could find these snipe decoys, you can enter to win some $500 gift certificate for some quality optics. But he showed me this thing where you put your cell phone into one of these optics, and you could take long-distance pictures with your cell phone. I mean, just unbelievable. I saw a picture of a red-tailed hawk at 200 yards. It looked like it was right next to you.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Bart? I mean, this is what we all wait for every year. You know, we know that once the Fred Hall Show comes to town, that's when actually fishing starts for us, you know? And like you said, one place we can all come together as brothers, okay, and sisters, okay. We come together and get all the latest great deals. Like I said, Turner's has been sharing, Mike and Aaron have been sharing with us all 2 hours, some of the great deals that are coming up that they're going to have at your show. And you know, and you're not only just product, I mean, or it's just seminars. I mean, you got into the travel area. I mean, you got, you know, anywhere you want to go, Alaska to Mexico and Panama, I know, is there too. And, you know, my place close to my heart, Cedrus. And, you know, you also have, you know, now this optics clinic there. So just a lot of great things happening, Bart.
Well, we have stuff that we have never had before. We're going to have three of the captains from Wicked Tuna there doing on Saturday a bluefin tuna seminar. We're going to have the five top people in the Department of Fish and Wildlife, including Director Bonham, and they will also be there at noon on Saturday. You can ask them any questions you want, and it's going to be very interesting. That's both in Long Beach and Del Mar. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to have Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna down in Del Mar for all 4 days.
Yeah, he private messaged me. He goes, Sergio, are you going to be at Long Beach? I said, yep. He goes, we'll have to hook up there because he's that wicked pissa.
That's right.
That's right.
In fact, all my publicists are so happy they can finally say wicked pissa in a story and get away with it.
That's right.
So anyway, there's a lot going on, too much to talk about, but we'll get a chance next week to go over a lot of this stuff.
Well, let me announce it now. Next week, folks, we're going to have Bart in studio for the full 2 hours. I'm going to encourage everybody to call in, ask them questions, and we're going to give you the map, the radio map for you guys to get ready the following Wednesday to get out there and start going. I know it's the dates again are March 5th through the 8th, correct, in Long Beach?
5th through the 9th, and it's Wednesday through Sunday, 5th through the 9th. And, you know, we will not be able to get everything in we want to talk about in that 2 hours. The show is unbelievably huge this year.
All right. So, Bart, let's give them a place they can go. Is your website?
www.fredhall.com. And the seminar schedules went up last night, and the exhibitor list went up last night. It's we're a small staff, and it takes us a long time to get all this done. And so now you can go there and figure it out. And you can also go to Western Outdoor News, and on their website, you'll find similar information. So.
Perfect. Bart, we're looking forward to having you next week.
I'm looking forward to being there.
Thank you so much, Bart, for sharing this time.
Good. Bye-bye.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye, Bart. There you go. All right, from the man himself. Okay, and I know you guys are going to have a major presence there. Turner's, like always, 8,000 square feet. Well, that kind of blows my 10x10 booth out of the water, didn't it? Maybe I should just start putting my booth with you guys somewhere over there.
Come on by to hang out.
All right, so let's... Let's give some quick specials. Something. What else you got, guys? Got going on at the Turner booth?
You know, some of the other deals we have. You know, owner hooks, pro packs, starting at $9.98. We'll have mosquito, ring fly liners, ring gorillas. So owner hook, pro packs, great deals on those. We have tackle bags at $10.98, normally $40.
Wow.
Like I said, there's tons of, you know, buy X, get X free. You know, buy two, get one free, buy one, get one free.
That's at least 50% off. And I mean, from what you said about
and
the tackle.
And then we're also discounting that off the regular price. So you've got, you know, tons of deals. Come on by, say hi to Aaron or myself. Great opportunity to buy all your gear for the rest of the season.
There you go, guys. Definitely get over to the aisle 100 at the end of the aisle 100 and go see Turner's. They got everything there, great prices. Tony, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, we just want to say thanks to Turner's for all your support with the Bite On Fish Attractants. We know it goes, it flies off the shelves, and we look forward to doing some business throughout the years, and thanks for all your support for the show, and we're looking forward to a really good season.
Well, you make a great product. It sells itself.
There you go.
All right.
I know we're getting close to closing. How's that? Okay. I just want to take this time and say thank you to my two longtime friends. Okay, Mike and Aaron. We've known each other since, early 90s.
Yeah.
And what you were going to mention, the first time you and I fished together was a twilight trip.
Yeah, it was a Sergio special twilight trip overnight on the Freelance.
Yep.
And,
now, it wasn't just a twilight trip. Those were the all-night twilight.
All-nighters. We came in, offloaded, and the three-quarter day guys loaded on. So.
Yep, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., if you guys can imagine. We'd go in the winter. It was cold. You got to admit, it was cold. And it gave us an opportunity to go down the line and up the line. So we got... It was like two twilight trips rolled into one,
yep.
You know, and we had live squid because we did it in the winter when they used to have to babysit squid. Uh-huh. Remember that? So anyway, that's a long time ago, and I'm just honored to call you both my friends. And I've always gone to my local Fountain Valley Turner store, and you guys were both there at one time.
Yep.
So it was just a very, very fun time. All right. Let's see. Captain, so you're going to be fishing anywhere this week?
Like I said, I'm going to be going on that charter on the Friday night for Saturday.
All right, so
hopefully
so
I
we
can
get
call
lucky
in.
We don't have you next week.
Well, I got to leave a seat open for the king.
All right, boys, it's that time. We got to go. I got to go get breakfast. I had a lot of coffee. Didn't even get a bathroom break this time. So anyway, thank you, everybody, for being here. Ron, Tony, Aaron, Michael. Larry, Captain, and Robert, thanks for being here. We'll see you next week.
It's time to truck on out of the city and get outside in God's country.
We'll see you next week on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.